wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome, 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 my friends, wherever you are in the world, whatever time it is, you are listening. You have checked in to my podcast, Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I am your witchy doctor, your change advocate, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we inspire people to live their best life. And today, so excited to be interviewing Jonathan Robert. We are going to spend today breathing. We're going to talk about breath. Yeah. How exciting is that? Something people think is probably so boring, but it's not. Mm. Breath is really a steering wheel of life. It really is it's with you from the day you are born till the day you die, till death do you part. Literally, this is who you are married to your entire life. Not the other human that's cute and across the room, but your breath is your best friend, and it is proof you are alive. And so we should be playing with breath, learning about breath. It's life, it's safety or terror if we're holding our breath. It's pleasure or anxiety. And it's literally the steering wheel that tells your brain how you're feeling. And that's why it's so critical to living your fullest life and controlling how you feel, how you think, how you be, how you do. And enough about me. We're going to introduce Jonathan Robert. Jonathan Robert plays with breath. He is literally a breathwork facilitator. He also takes people on retreats. He's an embodied leadership coach. And his goal is to help people get back to breath, which really means get back to authenticity, to alignment. And he uses breath, somatic awareness, song, and his own lived truth, his own lived story to help people find themselves. So, Jonathan, Robert, tell me, first of all, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Shall we all take a breath? Because I just like splurted out so much junk so fast. So let's just relax.
That's a beautiful idea. I love to start these off with a quick drop in for like 2 minutes.
Ooh, a quick drop in for two minutes. I'm open. Let's start with that.
I'll invite our listeners into that wherever you are. If you're sitting or lying down, make yourself comfortable. Close the outer eyes. And connect into whatever surface is connecting to the ground beneath you, whether that's your sit bones or feet or your back body. And just notice your breath moving in and out here. And on an inhale, we're gathering energy. And on the exhale, just letting everything relax. All the muscles, all the joints, letting the attention sink down into that surface that's connected to the ground, feeling your feet planted, feeling your sit bones rooted, feeling your back body supported and held by this gravity, this manifest mother, this reality that we find ourselves playing in. And the invitation here is just to let the breath come in and out. On the inhale, gathering yourself to presence. On the exhale, letting everything settle. Let's breathe this way together just for a few more moments. Take notice of what it feels like to be here in this now moment with yourself. What energy is alive in the body? what thoughts might be competing for your attention. And each exhale is another opportunity to return home to this body center, particularly the place where we're connected to our manifest body, to this ground, to our Mother Earth here. A few more breaths. When you're ready, simply fluttering the eyes open and return back to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I had Sarah Tacy on, and she's a somatic nervous system specialist as well. And we were talking, and she said, you know, your mind works faster than your body. And it was just the awareness as I sat down and started to breathe, you know, my energy, even in my body and my mind, it is, it's racing all the time. It's going at 100 miles an hour. And when I'm forced to slow down to just breathe, you know, it just, it's like this tug of war of energies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my little child wants to get up and run and play, and my adult is like, you're allowed to sit and just chill.
Well, that's so, yeah,
what would you say about that as a breathwork specialist?
Well, that speaks to what we weren't allowed to do as children in the system that we've come up with, where I notice that my young sons are still in the place where when an emotion arises, they're not running around, they're present with the emotion, that emotion is coming to the surface, whether it's tears or screaming or excitement, and they're fully present with that energy. And they're a lot closer to their breath because the conditioning of the mind, you know, is new. You know, for them, it's only 7 years of conditioning. And as a father, my work, my healing work is also with them, to give them the space to feel what they're feeling. And much of our racing in the mind in our culture has been to avoid uncomfortable feeling. If you look at the systems that are in place, particularly the Western medical system, it's, if we have something that's uncomfortable, it's about getting rid of what's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Rather than diving into what's uncomfortable and being present with it. So the breath is a beautiful returning home to being present with the full range of human experience, which includes not only the excitement and play and aliveness that goes with all of the opportunities in this candy shop, but also with what might feel heavy or uncomfortable or unknown. And in the way of the idea or the goal is to know oneself. So when we know ourselves at an energetic level, when we can sit with the unknown frequency of a heavy emotion and breathe through it, our self becomes known.
Yeah.
And that facilitates moving into the world in a way that has this unshakable presence to it. And that becomes magnetic for those around us, especially people like yourself who are in the work of inviting people into the possibility of what it could feel like to play in this life.
Yeah, it's funny because I played in some, you know, when I journal and meditate and this and that, that It's kind of fun. In my head, I was like, oh, where our parents have a thought, I want a child, right? So that's energy and physics. Then they connect to each other. They attract in a partner to make to manifest. So that's chemistry. And then they produce biology, right? And so we get physics to chemistry to biology. And then we're born. And in my deep dive one day, I was like, oh, we're created from our parents' thoughts. And then we're literally indoctrinated with the society's thoughts, our parents' thoughts, the grandparents, physically, chemically, emotionally, all that. The story I started to tell myself, and again, it's a story. It doesn't have to be your story or anybody listening, but when we play with our life on this earth and we are experiencing all the experiences in life, ideally, well, my ideal, again, this is my story, not yours, is to unpack and de-skin and peel back all the layers of the onion to figure out actually who am I without the conditioning. So when I depersonify, because I came in, I was nothing because they made me out of nothing. Like it was an idea, and then a sperm and an egg made a baby. So when I leave this physical plane, I leave as me. So my whole experience on the planet is to literally dig in the dirt like a child, dig deep to China to find out who am I really without all the conditioning.
And how far do we want to peel that layer back? Part of, in my own seeking, attracting a non-dual teacher to realize that what we are at the core is conscious, is a conscious awareness itself prior to any conditioning, prior to even the impulse that I exist. And breath can be that pathway and is that pathway home to a breathless state. The breath
Now, I
is
have
an
a question on
impulse.
that before we go to our first little break. When you say to a breathless state, right, in the world we're living in, as we're humaning, as we're alive, as we're breathing, and we're using breath, we with holotropic breath work and other stuff, like I can get to that place where I don't feel, I feel like I'm in a mystical state, right? And but it's not breathless in my mind. Like I'm still breathing, or are you talking about holding breath? Like I'm curious. You say breathless.
So, I mean, this is deeply yogic and probably more advanced than necessary for the start of this podcast. But breath is the impulse, the vibrational urge of life, the creativity of life to come forth from the infinite void, right? And we are the conduit for that in the way that we're co-creators of the Shakti or the goddess, the creative being that creates all life. So the God self being that infinite void of nothing, no impulse moving, and from that she animates life. And the breath is that
Got it.
bridge.
Yeah, it's an interesting way. It's funny because I feel like energy comes first. Well, it is sort of energy comes first and then matter, in my view, right? And yet, to me, energy is the pulsating, right? And the pulsating creates the form, not the void creating the pulsing. But let's go on a break and come back. We've just breathed. We calmed our body. We calmed our mind.
And
I'd
then we
like
went
my
straight
audience
in.
to breathe, breathe, breathe during this little break. And we're going to come back and hear Jonathan's story of how he got into, we're all breathing, but how he got into playing with breath, teaching breath, coaching, because that was not where he started from. And I know he has an interesting story to share with us. We're going to take our first little break. Please come right back. We're going to continue to breathe. I'd like you to breathe during your break. And we're going to go and realize that anybody can really transform and use breath. So there we go. You're listening to Your Healing Playground.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and today we are speaking with Jonathan Robert all about breath, and breath helping you live your best life. And we geeked out in segment one. We got a little up there in the yogic traditions and the geekiness. Let's take it back down to earth during this segment. Jonathan Robert, how did you find yourself on this path of being a yoga teacher, a life coach, and a breath specialist, really? Tell us your story. Where did you start from? How'd you get from A to B?
Well, first, I would love to start by honoring my ancestors. You know, I was raised in Youngstown, Ohio, and I'm the child of immigrant workers, some from Finland and some from Eastern Europe, and particularly my paternal line, who were steel mill workers. So my father even worked in the steel mills up into the early 80s in Youngstown. Hard working people. And I want to honor the work that they did to get me here. Because those people never had the opportunity. My father, my grandfather, my great grandfather never had the opportunity to sit down and feel their bodies, to feel just the tax of the labor that they were doing. And so I want to honor them for their hard work. And with that, I was raised with this ideal that, hey, you need to get a good education so you can get a good job, so that you can have security, so that you don't have to labor so hard. And I took that and I went to university. I got a degree in public relations. And then I was waiting tables looking for a real job. And I was having a great time, because part of what makes me feel alive is connecting with other people, and particularly connecting with people face to face. And I was balancing, okay, am I going to go sit in a cubicle and push papers and create PR campaigns on a computer, or I'm already having fun doing this? And some people at the restaurant had gone to Las Vegas. And they said, wow, like the waiters in Las Vegas are doing really, really well. And mm-hmm. so immediately light bulb was like, okay, well, here's this financial
party
security and I get to do what I love and connect with people. And at that time in my life, I was really into, yeah, partying. Uh-huh. So I went and I landed a position as a food runner, a waiter at a really high-end restaurant in Bellagio, on the Strip. And, you know, the pay was six figures plus. I was, you know, partying with, you know, the elite movie stars, you know, high-profile people, and waiting on them and living this fast lifestyle, also fueled by a lot of consumption mm-hmm. to, you know, to deal with the energy of it. And in that, I began to devolve because I lost relationship with myself. I don't know that I ever fully had relationship with myself, but it
what
progressed.
You did have, you lost.
What I did have, I lost, and it progressed deep into addiction, into a way where I thought, hey, if I don't get out of this city, I'm going to die. I'm going to overdose.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend who had moved in with me on her way to Hawaii to save some money. This was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And she had moved to Hawaii and she knew what I was up against. And she had put out an open invitation. If you ever need to get some space from where you are, come and visit my boyfriend and I in Hawaii. You can stay with us and, you know, mm-hmm. chill out. And so I took her up on that. And
which island?
That was on the Big Island, the Big Island
I
of
love
Hawaii,
the Big Island.
Hawaii.
Okay, love it.
Prior to that, in my seeking, I found the 12-step rooms.
Uh-huh.
And so I was reintroduced to or introduced for the first time of the way of looking at myself, like mm-hmm. really looking at what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, what my actions are producing. And I had taken on a therapist at the time who invited me into the practice of meditation. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time I sat down to meditate, she said, just try 5 minutes at a time. And I remember sitting for 5 minutes and my mind was going crazy. Like I could not sit still. It was, I must have thought 1,000 times, when's this 5 minutes going to be up? In 5 minutes, along with a million other things.
Right.
So when I landed on the Big Island of Hawaii, there was a recognition just from the culture there. I want to honor and thank the Hawaiian people for continuing, even though what they've been through and what was taken from them by the imperial state, have continued to keep their culture intact. And when you go to Hawaii, if you've ever been there, the culture is, you feel it.
You feel it. The energy of Hawaii is fascinating. Yes.
So this links right into breath because mm-hmm. Hawaii is the aloha state. And aloha people usually receive as a greeting or a, you know, something like that. But what it really means is three words. And alo and oha and ha, uh-huh. which means to celebrate the joy or exuberance of sharing the breath of life, the ha.
Oh, interesting. So it's very much like namaste, seeing the light of me sees the light of you. It's the breath in me, in a sense, is honoring the breath in you. And we're sharing uh-huh. the breath because that's what we do.
Yes. And a traditional Hawaiian greeting is to greet someone with your hand behind their head and their hand behind your head and putting your third eyes together face to face, very intimate, and breathing the breath of life together with intensity. And the Hawaiian men meet like this. It's called a honi honi.
That's fascinating.
So I was I was introduced to a new way of slowing down. Because when you live on an abundant island and your people have lived with abundance of Mother Nature, there's no rush to be rushing around to try to find resources. Like you can just drive down the road and there's banana, pick bananas, or things just grow
Coconut
prolifically
sugar.
there.
The guys just climb the trees and get the coconuts and pop down.
So I remember one of my first lessons was that this young brother, I wanted to go to the beach with him. He's Hawaiian, Alfred. And so we had a plan. We're going to go to the beach at 10 a.m. And I show up at his house with this attachment to, we're going to go to the beach. But he's just getting out of bed and he's not ready. And I'm ready. I got my shorts on. I got, and he's like, well, let's eat some breakfast first. And then, he's cooking breakfast. And then, okay, eat breakfast. And the whole time I'm thinking, okay, we got to get to the beach, got to get to the beach. After breakfast, he's like, well, on the way to the beach, I got to stop over and see Auntie. And she has something for me. And I'm like, okay, so I'll go see Auntie. And we go to Auntie's house. And that proceeds into a talk story of just hanging out, talking with this elder. And the whole time I'm like, ugh. And then at some point I realized the point is to just be here for this experience. Let go of getting to the beach and enjoy this present moment breath, this relationship. And so that culture really grounded in me how enjoyable life can be when we slow down. And it was such a juxtaposition coming from Las Vegas, where it's all about the outsides, the glitz and glamour and having the right clothes and the designer things and the nice car and all of those things that I had. But here it's like you go anywhere with like paint on your shorts and whatever sloppy shirt and some flip-flops, So that landed. We eventually got to the beach, but I arrived at the beach in a way that I could enjoy being there. And in that introduction then evolved my spiritual connection, which the first part was being introduced to a book called Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And 3 days into, withdrawal from opiates, I went to a yoga studio and was working through the discomfort and pain that I had been suppressing, and also that was exacerbated by those medicines or medications in the yoga practice. And I stuck with that practice and it built on itself. And I continued to go deeper into my inquiry in the 12 step to peel the layers of the onion.
How
And
long did you spend in Hawaii?
I lived there for 7 years.
Oh, you stayed for quite a while.
Yes. Yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome. That's awesome. And then, so did you become a not only a yogi, but a yoga train? Did you do yoga training
Yes.
while you were in
Yeah.
Hawaii?
Yeah. So I did a yoga teacher training with this beautiful teacher, Karuna Mai. She goes by Karuna now. And I learned the energetic dynamics and spirals and practices that go along with a aligned yoga practice. When you go to yoga nowadays, I live up in BC, and a lot of the yoga classes are you just go in and the teacher guides you through some movements. But those classes were, let's work on these principles and break down the postures and break down the energy and isolate certain parts of the body and certain movements to align the body to our optimal physical blueprint. And this was incidentally, the school, which is now no longer running, that John Friend started called Anusara Yoga. And John Friend is from Youngstown, Ohio, where I grew up.
Oh, full circle. And on that note, there are no coincidences in life, and I love that. It is time for us to take a little pause. Again, folks, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We have with us breathwork and yogi and coach Jonathan Robert. We will be right back. Don't go away yet.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please, 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 if you're enjoying this podcast or you've enjoyed some of the other Your Healing Playground podcasts, leave a review, 5-star review, please. Go to Apple or Spotify and leave a 5-star review. Share it with your friends. Subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And really celebrate your life and play. And today I have with me Jonathan Robert. We're talking about breath and how critical breath is to living your best life, to playing with life. Your breath is with you wherever you go. It's a best friend. They will be with you all the time. They will never leave you during this lifetime. So Jonathan, I got that you grew up in Ohio, child of steel, did you say? Steel workers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then loving waitering out in Vegas, living the high life, doing the things that people do in Vegas. And I won't mention it because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
And from that glitzy city, which David Data would probably say is somewhat masculine energy, I think, you flew to Hawaii and you lived in Hawaii for several years, which David Data would say is the ultimate feminine energy. And you learned yoga and breath, which again is energetic practices. It is the divine feminine in our bodies, right? So We learn all this in Hawaii. I know you're not in Hawaii. You're now back in Canada, right? And you left the United States to be a Canadian. Now, that's probably the smartest move you made. But no, Hawaii was probably smart. But tell our friends now how you have merged all your learnings, the yoga, the breathing, and you know, even reverence for your ancestors. I love that you bring in over and over again your ancestors who made you when you grew up, this ancestor of your friend that you spent the day. And I don't think it's for naught that you were in the presence of an elder when the energy and the light bulb went off. Life is here to be lived right here, right now. That is not coincidence, my friend. I'm convinced the energy from that elder infused in you what am I doing, right? So now you're kind of betwixt in between, because I'm a little older than you. I don't think I would call you an elder yet, even though you know there are 8-year-olds that have elder souls. But you obviously have incredible wisdom. So share with my audience your wisdom and what you share with your clients and your classes.
I think within each of us there's a deep desire to land in what we started the conversation with, to know oneself. And the more I followed that, the more came into my field. And anyone listening to this podcast that's landing right here with the opportunity to find conscious connected breathing, is in a, you've fast forwarded and are in a beautiful place. So, what I started learning about breath, and I have a brass wind background from orchestra in high school to being a swimmer. So I had already been familiar with breath, but with meditation, and particularly, I started doing Paramahansa Yoga Ananda's lessons. And there are a lot of breath practices in there. And also with my yoga teacher training, we learn these yogic breaths. The important distinction between that and what I encourage now is that those are all pranayamas. Those are breath controls. So we're using different methods to control our breathing and to control energy. Whereas the path to unification with one's life is an ongoing giving and receiving that's free of control, it's flowing naturally. So those methods that I studied in my time in Hawaii and leading up to my time in Canada, I also sat Vipassana, which uses particular breath methods to peel the onion. These were all, life was creating the groundwork for me to step into this work more and more. And I can fast forward to finding conscious connected breathing. And I want to honor my brother and teacher, Robin Clements, whose breath school, Breathwave, I went through and am a senior trainer for now. And it's a methodology that's been evolved from Leonard Orr's work. Leonard Orr has rebirthing. So his goal was to help people heal their birth trauma through the somatic experiences or somatic experience of the pulse of breath in the womb, the pulse of creation in a bathtub. And when he went to India, he shares about it in his book called Breaking the Death Habit, that he was met by an avatar named Babaji, who is spoken of, who was also visited Yogananda and shared with him this conscious connected breathing way. So the lineage goes back very, very far.
Interesting. I just talked to someone the other day whose wife had a underwater birth, and I'm a OBGYN, and I've seen people labor in water, but the concept of delivering in water, we certainly are not taught that in Western medicine. And so I was having this chat with him about it. And, again, breath, water, we come from water, into air, on the ground. It's all connected, and the fire connects us. And it's just fascinating. And if you have someone like I have patients, clients who really, they don't connect with their breath, right? We do not teach. Well, I don't want to use a global we, but certainly in standard public school in America, probably Canada as well, it's not part of the curriculum to teach breath work, right? Should be, just like meditation is making its way into the classrooms and in started by going into the suspension halls, the kids who were after school being suspended and stuff. And they were like, we really like this. Can we come back? And so I know things are changing and you're raising children to be more aware of their breath, their emotions, their being in the moment and allowing whatever is there to pass, to be present. But let's take someone who is really not very conscious of how they're breathing. And putting your toes in the water, right? Do you recommend someone dive into the deep end with deep holotropic breathwork or deep breathwork like you're talking about, where you literally lose, you get to that unification, or a controlled pattern where they get comfortable that energy states change with the way they breathe? Like, how do you guide people who have never even noticed their breath back to their breath, back to themselves?
Thank you. First, I want to make a distinction that in that evolution, Stanislav Grof and holotropic breathwork, he was fascinated with non-ordinary states or psychedelic states. So that breathwork is very activating to get to these other non-ordinary states of consciousness. And one of his students, Judith Kravitz, and they started to realize that this is too activating for us to really relax and feel into what's necessary, the necessary ground of safety to release energy, to release charge.
You know, it's funny. I love that you mentioned safety. And breath is fascinating to me because it can be, it really is the steering wheel between the nervous systems, because it can be very activating, bring you into focus, on guard, you know, heightened states, mystical states, out of body experiences. Yes. And simultaneously, it can slow you down, very much relax you, and bring you, I like to say, into an internal meditative state instead of this out, which are the same, different, whatever. But yes, you can play with your breath to wake up, and you can play with your breath to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And understanding that we can, you know, even if we're in a mystical state from breath, all you have to do is stop breathing that way. Yeah. And you'll return to the present.
Yeah.
And it is a play of energy.
So I'd love to speak to that.
I want you to chat with someone comes to you.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you. I want to know how to do this.
Well, this is also speaks to having a good guide. So what someone who has done the work within themselves to hold these energetic states can offer as a guide is that we can hold any state that you're going to access, but the way that I guide breathwork isn't for the purpose of accessing any other state. It's about really grounding into what is present now. And it's very simple of a full respiratory connection that is free of any pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. And that also allows a full receiving and a letting go, so that the breath takes on its own natural rhythm, the way that it would if you had none of your mind in the way. And so union happens in that way. And we can also identify where someone might have restrictive patterns in their breathing. So by watching someone's breath pattern, I'll invite through affirmative cues or through touch, bringing attention to where they can receive more or let go of more, and encourage natural now moment presence with the breath. And the breath is its own teacher. And I can speak after our break, because it's coming up, how that works with the nervous system scientifically. Beautiful. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Breath can be its own teacher, and we can really learn how to breathe differently and more consciously. So beautiful. We'll be right back. Come back as Jonathan Robert teaches us even more about how you control your breath, your life. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back for a little bit more.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. We are here breathing with Jonathan Robert. I am on, this is the Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please look out from my website at Dr. Tina Plays for my next master class. It will be January 25th. And I will talk about how play, purpose, and safety should not be the PPS, the postscript to your life, but actually the prequel. And we are back learning so much about breath. Jonathan Robert, what's your website? Just put that up right now so people can hear that.
Right now it's harmonizeyourevolution.com.
Love it. Harmonizeyourevolution.com. It will be in the show notes. Wanted to make sure I put that shout out. You can take a breath class with him. You could get private coaching with him. You probably can learn some yoga with him. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was going to, in the last few minutes that we have, the next 10 minutes or so, tell us a little bit about this breath and controlling the nervous system that you were starting to talk about.
Thank you. So as I dug a bit into, so excuse me if I don't deliver it 100%, Dr. Stephen Porges'
vagal theory.
And as we've evolved, you know, we have two branches of the nervous system, the sympathetic, which is our fight or flight or freeze, and our parasympathetic, which is rest, digest, and open.
And I'm gonna just add to that for our listeners. Because a lot of women, it's fight, flight, freeze, or please. A lot of us are pleasers, and that's a freeze. That's a sympathetic response. And on the other side, because I am a fertility doctor, rest, digest, relax, and reproduce, rejuvenate, and renovate, right? So it really is the healing side, and it's good to have both. It's not like one is better than the other. Yeah. But we need to balance and play with both. We're all about play, right? So, okay.
And when we're in that rest, digest, and reproduce, you know, we want to make love. We want to be intimate with our partner. Yeah.
And
so,
it's breath.
Yeah. So, and we're out of our head and we're in our body.
Correct.
That lovemaking is a somatic, a feeling experience of playing with energy together.
Correct.
And what has been conditioned to us in this unresolved fear response that comes from not knowing our embodied self is that the energy oscillates between the heart and the crown or the mind. So we're in this fast, anxious vibration of thinking that's bouncing like that. And you'll see that in someone's breath pattern. Mostly we're having short breaths when we're in the sympathetic state. And the ventral vagus, the vagus nerve, you know, this 12th cranial nerve that comes out of
and
the brainstem.
Wanders everywhere.
It connects to pretty much all of the internal organs.
It's like the mycelium to the tree. Mm-hmm. It connects everywhere. Yep.
So one of the first things I'm going to do is invite people to breathe down into their low belly and into their pelvic floor. Because as the diaphragm pushes down and pushes on our stomach and our spleen and our intestines, it's stimulating that vagus nerve endings in there.
Right.
And it's also bringing our energy and attention, if you're following where you're breathing in, it's bringing the energy and attention down to our root, which creates a feeling of safety and security and groundedness in this body, that whatever energy arises, I can feel it and I can be with it. And then from there, we're looking for a flow, a consistent connection. And this is connecting the electrical current along our spine and bringing an entire chakra system, our endocrine system, online. And it's facilitated. If you have a breath facilitator who hasn't done that, you can only guide someone as far as you've gone. So there's a lot of breath work out there. And someone who has the neurological openness to hold that energy can work with, when you're in the presence of someone who feels very grounded and clear, who isn't oscillating up here, you can feel that in your body.
You're vibrating with them.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to be entrained, their heart, mind entrainment.
Yep.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but we're getting towards the end. So
yep.
Their energy wave, you entrain with their energy wave. So
yes.
They actually can guide you to kind of like putting the pineal glands together. Like you said, the Hawaiians say hello. Mm-hmm. The Dalai Lama actually got in trouble by putting his pineal gland to a young boy's pineal gland. They thought he was inappropriately kissing somebody. And pineal gland to pineal gland.
Yeah.
And it's, again, that entrainment of heart rhythms. It's mom to child in utero. They are entrained. If mom is stressed, baby comes out more stressed.
Mm-hmm.
When we have high heart rate variability, we are in a parasympathetic state.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. And so I'm going to invite my listeners to follow Robert Jonathan, look for his classes. If you're in Vancouver, it's probably really easy, but I would bet he can do things through the internet, through Zoom, because I've taken breath classes through Zoom and they work, my friends. They work amazing. So livealigned.life, is that your, no, you said harmonized.
It's going to be shifting, but right now harmonize your evolution, or you can email me at jonathan@livealigned.life.
Love it. Jonathan at livealigned.life.
And that's aligned with an ED. Aligned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aligned. You follow it and find it in the show notes. And my friends, remember, breath really is your life. It really is your best friend. And learn from a master how to master your breath, because you will master your life.
I'm not a master. I'll just say that. I don't know if we can ever master the breath.
You are a master compared to us beginners. You've taken classes. There's all levels of mastery. If you are trained to train others and you are trained You are a master. Honor
if you
it,
felt something
it.
Move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.